Beitzim and Tov Resh Vav Sif Dalet. We did this Mishabura. We did the Shulchan Aruch. We did Mishabura. Only Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Zayin. So he said that a person is able to get the malchus that they used to give out, the symbolic malchus they would give out Erev and Kippur, and go to the mikvah anytime that he wants, as long as it's before evening. So Yachol Litvah. Hamachaber Kitzur, Mishabura points out that the Shulchan Aruch really was abbreviated. The Mikvedim Ha'yol Litvah, the Minig Litvah, Malukos Rebbe Yom Kippur. We would have expected him to first write that there's a Minig to be Toivul, and to get Malchus Erev and Kippur, and then to tell me, and then tell me that can be done any time during the day. He went straight to it. You can do it any time during the day without telling me there's such a Minig. There is such a Minig. I filmed the Arm of Suleis, young men and young women, became a shame many mitzvahs, toivlos. So many of their toivl, even once they reach the age of a key of mitzvahs, 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy, the minute which we have, seems to be that most people have the minute, not like this, there's that the Eli Rabbah says the minig was that the women would not be toivul. Okay, cut him a lilo. Has he done something before nighttime? The toiv yud ches she eat will cut him tefillas hamincha. Shasham mitzvah, it's referable that the person says the vidu, you're already having the matar himself at the mikvah. It's preferably you should go to mikvah before mincha. The opposite, to wait till later in the day, as close as possible to the yom tov, these tefillah should be some of the yom kippur.
After the suda?
Afterwards, yeah. I imagine they're trying to make it a little bit earlier than they should have time to do that.
Let's see.
Okay. The tefillahs who enter rak b'shominig, he doesn't make a bracha on this tefillah. We're holding in Sivkatan, about the Sivkatan chaf. So this tefillah of Erev Kippur is not a key of gomer, it's only a minig, so we don't make a bracha on it. And the Ramah said that the purpose of this tefillah is one time without vidui mishum carry. Below vidui chaf, la puke meusin regilim nisvadus b'shas tefillah. Some people have a minute accustomed to say the vidui during the tefillah. Therefore, he says that over here we're pointing out specifically that that's not the point, and there's no need to say vidui b'shas tefillah. Some people have a minute that while they're traveling, they would say a shamma. Okay, they would get into the mikvah, say a shaman, then toivul. Mishum kari. Velchein da'i v'pamachas. If that's the reason, one dip is enough. The reader, that's why there's no need to say either, because the purpose was just because of kari.
What do you mean?
Had it been for tshuva purposes, there's a many of tshuva purposes to do multiple tefillahs. He's going to say that the minhag is three tefillahs for tshuva purposes. For the matar himself from carry, person that carry wants to matar himself before him kippur, one time going down is sufficient. He gets in the water and goes dunks himself one time.
So even
vidoing
would be for tshuva.
Correct. He's saying it's not because of tshuva. That's why it's not three times. That's why you don't say vidui. Had it been for tshuva, it would be with vidui with three times. A woman who's had via within the last 3 days before she's tevil of Erev Yom Kippur, so she needs to clean herself out. We don't want her to be discharge any zera from the man, which would make her into tamei again. Imoshi samach the tefilos or samach the vesta. Shaz regilas these aber, unless it's near the time the woman either went to the mikvah for her monthly nidah purposes, or the time of the vest, which Chazal say those are two times a woman can become pregnant. So we don't want her to affect the zera of the man. If that would be the situation, the zera would be wasted because it theoretically could have made her pregnant. Can't cause the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham said it's only a problem of hashkasa zera when there's a potential for the purpose of becoming pregnant. Kveger disagrees and says that the general issue of hashkasa zera is a problem. Anytime, even when it's not a time where a woman potentially could become pregnant. Okay. Yeshemin the Tama Tfilah Mishum Tshuva. Some disagree with what we said before. It says the reason why the person is tovel is for tshuva purposes.
Oh, Dr. Katz.
Afiza Tzarek Afiza Yeshit Bol Sholosh Pamim.
What does the woman have to do if what?
She had to be with her husband, so the zera of the man inside. You want to remove that zera before she goes to the mikvah, because otherwise, if it comes out afterwards, she becomes tamei again.
So how is she?
She uses hot water to remove it. So he's arguing whether that's a good idea or not. So some say the tam til mishum tshuva, fiza yeshit will sholosh pamim. If the purpose is shuva purposes, so then, as we mentioned before, for the shuva purposes. Three times is considered the appropriate time to be toggled for that purpose. It says, the reason they connected to a pasuk, the pasuk of mikvah Yisrael Hashem, so it says three times over there, the lashon of mikvah in that phrase. And according to this, you would say bidui. So, like the Mishratim points out in Chof Beis, the Kosovatas, the actual Nogu Harbi and Oshim, these fathers were Mikvah. There's many people have a meaning, they would say, be the while they're Mikvah. Vayim, if you're Megalim, Dain, the Hasker, Shame, Hashem, Megili Rosh. You have a problem, you can't say, oh no, sometimes you would, Elokeinu, 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 you say Hashem's name, you can't do it, A, in the Mikvah, without some type of covering on your head. And B, you also have an issue of if the water is clear. Sometimes the mikvah that they used was the river or something like that, which was a well or something like that, which the water wasn't clear. So there'd be no problem with liberos erva because the erva was not visible. But in the case where the water is clear, you have a problem with liberos erva, so you can't say Shem Hashem. If somebody else is there at the same time, the problem is that just Liberoy is his own erva, that he's seeing somebody else's erva. I can't remember Hashem. So in that situation, you don't mention Hashem, you just say Hashemti. There's no need. The Hashemti seems to be acceptable to say without in that circumstance.
Well, we're talking about with it. Isn't any case, doesn't he have to have Kisvi Rosh? Even if the water were. We're not clear.
The Kisur Rosh is independent issue. There's two problems. Okay. One problem is Kisur Rosh. Uh-huh. The second problem is if it's Mayim Zakim, the Erev, that's the
right.
Second problem.
Okay.
So he says, he would say, Ashamti, the Nusach of Ashamti or Ashamna without the Haskar Hashem. This is the quote from the Prima God. Okay, in the Fiyan Nira, the problem is that the nature of the beast is the people are just so accustomed to saying in a certain way, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to change and listen to us and change and correct. They're going to say it the standard. And that's what they're going to start from. And that's a problem. So therefore, Al-Kain, Sheva Al-Tasa Odev. So if that's our concern, that that's what might happen, where you have these problems of Lira, Rabbi Zair, where there's an Isser to be Masker to Sheva, or Gili Roish, it's better that we should not have, you know, it's push such a minute, rather than do it and have people do it improperly. The Torah Yeres Hashem or Vidu Shalim B'Shas Mincha. The main thing is B'Shas Mincha. You'll say Vidu.
Should not push such a minute.
We should not push such a minute because people are going to end up doing something wrong.
What about Mincha?
So it's better to say though. They say the Vidu Shalim B'Shas Mincha, which is what we do anyway. Okay, back in the Shabbat. Fine. We're going to run the second to last line of the Shabbat. Third line from the bottom. The aftermath of the serial, the time until the carry. So we're drawing our line, saying if it's because of carry, it's one time in Avidu. If it's because of tshuva, it's three times and with Vidu. Says even if you say the reason is because of carry, feel achi tzar tama litvul beri in Kippur, feel kvar tama beri Rosh Hashanah b'leira oit carry. Says even if it's because of tshuva, so then you know the third nafkin in the two would be do you have to go Erev Kippur if he knows he hasn't had carry since he went to the mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah, let's say. So the reason for the carry, we should argue that you don't have to do it. There's a reason for the tshuva, obviously you have to do it. Says no, that's not true. That even if the reason is because of carry, still the mikvah is to go already. So every person goes, he always goes, end the conversation. Not whether he had carry or not is irrelevant. Even if he was Tobel Erev Hashanah, and he knows that he did not see carry since then, he would still go to the Mikvah.
So if one Tobel more than three times, they're not doing the right thing?
There's no Chasorin of doing it. The Iker Minig is Tobel three times. If people do more, you know, for various different reasons. There's a minute breast of the table 26 times, corresponding to the Shem of Hashem. So usually they do what they do with the finger. So you send the water and put the finger in and out, in and out. But they keep track of how many times. It's much quicker than going up and down. Or some people, they have the standard three times and they add another time because of extra tahara. There's some people that minute the table four times. Fine. Through pouring 9 kavan of water also works on mahani chavez. But if tefillah is difficult for whatever reason, so then you use tisha kavan. Which is like saying if you have an option of tefillah, you should not use tisha kavan. From the dinay tisha kavan, I have the mission for halachas of how to do tisha kavan properly. It's not as simple as it sounds. There has to be a constant flow. You can't have an interruption in the flow. So he says that you really need a few people pouring. They would do it with Caleb. They didn't have, showers. So you got a few people standing there with buckets. So A starts pouring with the bucket. Before A finishes, B starts. Shouldn't be any interruption.
Deal, this is how we do it.
What?
This is how we do it by, Hever Kadisha.
Right. That's the same. It's the same Tisha Kavan. To say that that's the minute of Tisha Kavan. Right? So there are halachas how to do it. So he says, I'll send you back over there. Nowadays, person is doing the shower really. Sort of addresses the problem for Tisha Kavan without having the major headache.
That is considered generally consistent. Accepted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The only thing you have to make sure, I pointed out yesterday that it has to be 9 Kavan. You have to stand Rosh Barubai for 9 Kavans worth of water.
Yeah.
It's a lot more water than people think it is. And, the person takes a shower, they move around, and sometimes the water's going on their feet, sometimes the water on their head. It has to be 9 kavans worth of water, it has to go on the head and the top of the body before he moves away and does the rest of it, whatever he's doing in the shower. Okay. Person who had somebody who's nifter between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is going to be a vatal, Xerah Shiva. He can do Rechitza and go to the mikvah and Erev Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, who I did. Even if it happened, Mamash Erev Yom Kippur. So we said he's going to be a mutter to be Reifetz and Tovel of Erev Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur may be Avtal Shiva. even though we have a minig that we are not roichets the whole 30 days for the purpose of tefillas mitzvahs. So the rechitz over here is even v'chamin. We're going to allow it to be a regular washing. Fine. So why is it mutter? The Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva. What's the learning? The din of kamar shar regel shapagam avela shemevatel shiva. The first point you're pointing out over here that Yom Kippur has a din like any Yom Tov. It's mevatel shiva. That's important to point out because there is a modern in the Gemara which holds not like that. We pass in Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva. It's actually a better put. It's not so clear in the Gemara who is the modern holds that Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva. It's much more obvious in the Gemara that the Shittas would seem to hold the Yom Kippur is not. It doesn't ever didn't like regal. It's like Shabbos. Maisa we pass in the Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva. And therefore, mutamach was elirchutz achar amincha samalach chasheicha. So it's a vatal shiva. So towards the evening, a person is allowed to get ready for yom tov. So now we're going to allow you to be roichets samalach chasheicha. Ladas yesh v'terem liyav v'sim tov kuf memches sif yod.
Shoshana
is matel shiva too. What? Shoshana is matel shiva too. Yes.
All
Yom Tov. Are we passing all Yom Tov?
Correct. Shoshana isn't a regular.
Right. Now, so he says, we're going to be matel this already after Mincha. In general, we say that the person waits till an hour or two before Shabbos, during Shiva, it's like getting ready for Shabbos. Over here, we're adding the concept of that Mevatel Shiva, but still, the time framework for when that is Shor Shtayim, an hour or two before Shabbos, not earlier.
Before Shabbos? Or Yom Tov before Yom Kippur?
The same way Shabbos during the Shiva, that person can't wash, but he's allowed to get up and get ready, prepare himself for Shabbos an hour or two before Shabbos. If he waits until then, he shouldn't really be noisy and get ready for Shabbos. So similarly over here, the Gabi Yom Kippur, that's Mevatel Gezeiros Shiva, it still should wait till an hour or two beforehand, before you arrive. So why is it mutter? Because tefillas mitzvah is mutter. Chav Zayin. V'avdinenu chiyuva v'chanal. We didn't. If it be a chiyuv gomer to be toivols, I understand. It's a chiyuv gomer to be toivols, so that's obviously going to override the minig, which we have, not the toivol during shlesh. But over here, it's not a chiyuv gomer. It's just a minig. But the answer is, so it's a minig versus a minig. So we say, we have to say that the tefillas mitzvah over, which is a minig based on a mitzvah, will override the isser of rechitza kol shlosh. Okay. So the mechaber test tavrish zayin. Said a bit of mincha b'Erev Yom Kippur. So we say vidui in Erev Yom Kippur. Aleph, this is a Gemara in Yuma. So the ikar din of vidui is on Yom Kippur itself. But Chazal added on that we need to do vidui in Erev Yom Kippur also. So these about as mincha yikadam mesudas u'mafsekes. So at mincha time, before the last meal, person had to say vidui. Right. So Chazal were afraid. Chazal were afraid that the sultan tries to get his last licks in, and here's this person about to come to Yom Kippur. Eat the suit of the seconds, it'll choke, and he'll end up either dying or losing his ability to think, and I'm not saying Vidui and Yom Kippur. So we don't want him to be left without any Vidui at all during this period of time. As Al said, before he eats, he should do a say of Vidui. So where do you put this vidui? So we put it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei for in private individuals, and the Shliach Tzibur during Yom Kippur puts it in the middle of Chazor Hashatz, whereas every Yom Kippur it's not placed into Chazor Hashatz, and it's not added on at the end either for the Chazon. When he's saying it out loud. Afraid that something damaging might occur during the meal. He will choke, which is the Torah of Daitoi, or he will lose his clarity of mind. He won't be able to. Torah of Daitoi means person will go crazy. And we'll be able to misvada later on Yom Kippur itself. So let's get it in before that happens. So obviously, the chances of that happening are minimal. We have to be concerned. Rashi learned that the concern of the Torah of Daita was because of Shikras. Has the meal, he would wait till after the meal. Some of the person drinks the wine, so loses clarity, being confused, etc. He'll go to bed, wake up after him, kippur's all over, and never said vidui. Right? So the answer is say vidui before you eat the meal. Says it would be proper to say a second vidui before the end of the day. Before the end of Erev Yom Kippur, before the end, after the meal, before Yom Kippur starts, again, that the person should be have his vidui in place before Yom Kippur comes. It's correct to be machmer. So the Shabura says, when we say you have to say vidui, it doesn't necessarily mean that you say the standard nusach of Hashem, Levagadno, etc. It means the person is okay. So Tefillah Zaka has that element in it. A large part of Tefillah Zaka talks about the things that a person has done, that he's done wrong with different parts of his body, and then he asks for mechila, etc. But it's the process of mentioning what he did wrong and requesting tshuva for that. So that would be a fulfillment of the concept of saying vidui then. So obviously, but if you're trying to be machron, there's a loch, a person has to get there enough time to say something. So where do you say it? So then during the day of Yom Kippur, etc. Whenever the person be saying vidui in Shemoneh Esrei, the private person, he says it after he says the end of Tefillah. Before he adds the paragraph of Lakai Nitzor. Gimel, I remember Yom Kippur. The Shia Sibra says that Yom Kippur during the Tefillah. But during Chazor Hashatz and Erev Yom Kippur by Mincha, you don't say the vidui out loud in the Chazor Hashatz of the Chaz. You conclude it in the bracha, which is in the middle. So, you know, you always only have seven brachas. So you put it in that middle bracha where you say also klushas hayar. Beis. Ein tzarach lefarad achetz. The person has no need to specify exactly what he did wrong. Person could say, just basically say, I've done something, I've sinned. That's a vidui. He wrote to the Farid, the Rosh Hashanah. If he wants to explain, say what he did, we do not consider that like it's an avol. The Baruch Hashem here, we're talking about how all the bad things I did against you. Right? She said, I did something wrong. That's it. We're not discussing the details, how you did it, what you did. That itself was insulting to Kodesh Baruch. So we're not worried about that. If he wants to, if he's being misfarad balacha, it wouldn't be proper because he just meant it's proper to be misfarad chet. Nochem misfarad chet. It would be proper to clarify what a person has done wrong. Hagav meshkat misalim mekol rom oshiach tibur kashchash atvila. And the Farah Chet. However, during Chazar Shashats, or in the Bakashas, or in the Tefillah, you say your own private Shemana, so you say it. You Chazar, obviously you don't say it. Shlitz, because you're Chazar Tefillah, and the Farah Chet, Mashem al Chet, Beseder, Alabez, let me give for it. So when you're not in first grade, you're saying you did Lashon Hara, you said you did Litzanas, you said you did Ritzel Brang Lahim Lahara, and Michael B'mishtim, right? So you say all those things. Yeah, everybody says that. That's a couple of first grade. Okay. So the Mishnah Berura, hey. And so the Pharisees. Al-Kashem Estam Chatosi, Yotzidei Mitzvah Zvidi. So make your person would say, Chatosi, I have sinned. End of conversation. Yotzidei Mitzvah Zvidi. Of either. Rishos Piyotr. Hanei Mitzvah Kosev Achakach Abim Mitzvah Balagash. Masha Dereisha Arim Mitzvah Bekoro. I mean, if it said later on he mentions you should do it quietly, it means still now you're doing it out loud. There are more cuss about God the Koram and the Farad Hates. It's not just that you don't have to, but you should not say it publicly, because that itself is an insult. That's only a case of a person done a private sin. Nobody knew about it. And I get somebody saying, "Bresham, look what I did to you." Da, 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 da. That's not proper. You know that was mentioning how somebody went and gets Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. It's like since we're not accustomed to doing that, it's going to leave a very very significant negative impact on us. So you can't do that. Someone the case that sin that he did wasn't public. So why should you publicize? It's not proper to publicize that you sin against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not going to go down and publicize it. Everybody knows he did it. He says, no, it's not insulting in the sense of what he's saying. Here, everybody thinks, the person is being respected. Now, Paul says, I've done something wrong and disrespectful. That cheapens the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. But everybody knew about it already. That's done. See, so the reader is not anything in regards to that. So over there, Rishas V'Yadol Farad Rav Ma'afilu B'Koron. In that situation, a person may publicize it. And then the Shulchan said, if you're davening quietly, if you're saying read it quietly, it would be correct to specify. In regards to whether it's public or private knowledge, that's irrelevant. If you're doing it in a way which is private, you can say everything. Okay, she spies yours because she master chatov. It's a little more uncomfortable when he realizes what he's done. Ashrei is the person who carries the weight of his avera, and it says ksui chatzva. He covers over the sin. You don't publicize the sin you've done. So here he's publicizing. So it's called kisui chatzva. Kim shen on nishma lev ne'adam. It's a private conversation he's having right now, so people don't hear about it. That's not called your publicizing. The kogul is now okay, she's probably just 6 months of chatov. I can't admit your kisui chatov. Kim shen on nishma lev. And the part of the case, and he said, the person's doing chazar shas. He's not mafar the chet mashma. The philip oven shemirun lachaveri gamkin. Also, even everybody knew that he'd what he'd done. There wasn't any chiddush to anybody. You don't say it. You don't say publicly. So why are we holding it here?